Welcome to Live Your Full Life Now podcast. So we are still on the same subject. We're still continuing this teaching on the subject of manage your time to manage your life. And again, this all ties in with goal setting and all that, but we are kind of going a little bit behind the scenes and seeing our motives behind things. And are there things in our attitudes or our minds and our belief system that can stop us from doing what we need to do to live that full life or to receive God's blessings? So in order to get us there, I asked you guys some questions as far as how do you see yourself? How would you judge yourself? So let's pretend you're somebody else and you're judging this person who's you from far away, and they've given you all the information about this person, you know, about their past, their history, where they've been, what they've done, what they accomplished, all their mistakes, their characteristics, their belief system. So you know all this about this person, and how would you judge this person who's you? But again, remember, you're somebody else judging yourself from outside. Maybe you need to take some time to think about it. And if you do, just stop this podcast and give it a few moments and come back to it. But let's say you've already done that. And after you judge yourself, would you say, oh, poor this person, you know, so many things happen in their lives that they really never had a chance. Like, they didn't have the opportunities that other people did. So I feel sorry for them. Or you see them, do you see that person as a victim? Do you see that person as a survivor? Or you might say, well, a lot of things were thrown at them, but somehow they got through them. You know, he or she got through it and they made it through, and he's a survivor. Or do you see yourself as somebody who's victorious? Or you might say, wow, what a great attitude. No matter what life threw at her or at him, he just kind of, you know, dealt with it and became stronger, or she better, and turned it into a positive thing and took the good experiences that got from it and moved on. And so this is going to give you an indication of how you see yourself, right? So I think that's a great exercise to know about. So having said all that, now that you have an idea of how you see yourself, we're going to deal with that. Because how you see yourself is going to determine whether you see yourself worthy of living a better life, worthy of reaching the desires that God has put in your life and in your heart. Worthy of being more joyful and doing more and giving more and just living life at a higher level. Do you feel that you're good enough? Or do you feel like that you deserve it? Or do you feel undeserving? Or do you feel like, well, I haven't done what I was supposed to do, so really, no, I don't deserve it. Or I haven't really followed God. God is probably mad at me. I haven't done what he asked me to do. So I don't think I deserve to earn those things. So, I mean, if you realize you can, if those are your beliefs, which are lies, then you are self-sabotaging the good life that God has in store for you. Because a lot of people will blame God and say, if God loves me, he'll just make things happen. But really, God is just waiting on us. He's waiting on us to step up and receive it. But there could be something in our belief system that subconsciously sabotages our success, sabotages what we need to do, you know, our goals. Like, we may set goals, but we may spend hours watching, I don't know, binge watching a TV show on Netflix and spend hours doing that when we knew we were supposed to be doing something else. Because that doing something else that we were supposed to do that would help us reach our goals, we will self-sabotage it if we feel not worthy of it, if we feel guilty about something, if we feel like God is mad at us, if we feel like we haven't earned it, we haven't done enough, we haven't worked for it. So now let me tell you what the Bible says about you. Well, first of all, depending on how you see yourself, I hope you see yourself the way God sees you, okay? James 1:23-24 says, anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. In other words, this word is saying, what's the mirror? The mirror we're holding up to our faith, to our soul, is the word of God. What does the word of God say about you? What does the word of God say who you are? And again, this goes back to the message of salvation. If you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then what the Word of God and the Bible says about you is true. And again, that's a choice available for anybody and everybody to receive it. And if you, again, haven't listened to that message, please go back and find my teaching, my podcast on the message of what is Christianity about and salvation. So let's say you've done that. You chose to do that. Again, it's all a choice for all of us. So then once you did that, then what? Then, you know, the Bible says there is an enemy that will lie to you and will come after you and, again, make you feel everything that I just mentioned, that you see yourself as not worthy. I'm not good enough. I haven't done enough. I don't have what it takes. So I'm going to read you guys a verse from Genesis 3:1. And it says, and he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? Now, again, if you're not familiar with the Bible, you would be like, what? What are you talking about? So this is when Satan deceived Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. So before they were naked, but they didn't, the glory of God covered them. So they didn't really see themselves naked or they didn't feel ashamed. Let's put it that way. But once they rebelled against God, once they chose to believe the enemy versus God and believe his lies, and they disobeyed God, that glory left them, so they saw themselves naked, right? So in other words, sin made them feel guilty and ashamed. So again, God is telling you, who told you that? So you might be hearing all these accusing voices in your head. It's your fault. You did this. You sinned. You made a mistake. You messed up. You don't deserve this. And God is telling you, who's telling you that? Because it's not God. If you're hearing those voices in your head that is accusing you day and night, that's the voice of the enemy. Okay. The devil and demons, they are liars and they will lie to you. Revelations 12:10 says, then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Messiah, for the accuser of our brothers and sisters who accuses them before our God day and night has been hurled down. This talks about how, you know, the end of the world and how God is going to deal with Satan and the demons that followed him. But that's what he's calling him, you know, the accuser of the brothers and sisters. If you're hearing that accusing voices in your head day and night, it's your fault. You made a mistake. You messed up. You shouldn't have done that. You should have done this. You don't deserve that. God is mad at you. How dare you ask God? God will not give you that thing. You didn't listen to him back then when he told you. That's not voice of God, okay? That's the voice of the enemy who's a liar. Let me tell you how God thinks about you. Well, first of all, I want you guys to know, and I'm sure most of you guys do know, that is not based on our works that God loves us and gives us things and does things for us. It's based on his love. But how we receive it is by faith, knowing and believing that truth. Ephesians 2:8 says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Okay, so how did we get saved? How did we get all our sins forgiven? How are we going to get to eternity after we die? By our works? Because we have, because we're perfect, we do everything right. No way. We never have, and we can never do everything right. Okay. So it is by us putting faith in the finished works of Jesus. You might say, well, I'm a sinner. I have sinned. I messed up and I knew it while I was sinning and I still did it. So I don't think I'm deserving of a good life, of a happy life. Let's see what the Bible has to say about that. We know what the devil is telling you, but let's see what God is telling you. It says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Okay, pretty simple. Go before God and confess and just humble yourself and be vulnerable before God and say, I messed up. I sinned. And what is this promise? He's saying he will forgive you. So if you remember it again and feel guilty again, that's not God reminding you. That's the devil. And you have to say, no, stop. That I have already confessed that sin and God has already forgiven me for that. And I know I've quoted this verse a lot for you guys, but I think it's really important to Be mindful of it, how important you are to God, how much He loves you, how much He cares about you. Please read Psalm 139 on your own. It's His love song for you, honestly. But I'm only going to share two verses from that. It says, it's in verse 13 and 14, Psalm 139. It says, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." This is David praying to God. So in other words, God is telling you, you were wonderfully and fearfully made. I made you himself. I knitted you together in your mother's womb. I have good plans for you. That's God speaking to you. So those accusing voices you hear in your head, that's not God. That's the devil and his demons, that liars. They lie. And that's their only power is in you believing their lies. And if you don't, then they have no power over you. Psalm 8, 4 through 5 says, "What is mankind that you're mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than angels and have crowned them with glory and honor." Can you believe that? This is again David talking to God. He's saying, "Why are you so mindful of mankind?" Basically, he's saying, "We came from the dust, we're going back to dust. Why do you care for us so much?" And he says, "But you made us a little lower than angels." And then it says that you have crowned mankind with what? With glory and honor. He has a crown of glory on your head and honor. God honors you despite your mistakes, despite your circumstances, despite your sins. If you have asked for Jesus to be the Lord of your life, your sins are forgiven, right? And this is how he sees you. When he looks at you, he looks at your spirit that is from him. You remember, the seeds of the Holy Spirit were planted in you when you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So that's who you are. So let's get all that straight. So if I ask those questions again, who are you? You're supposed to say, "I'm the child of the Most High God. What are your gifts and talents, or the gifts and talents that God has given me? Do you deserve to receive good things in life?" Absolutely. "All my sins are forgiven. I'm the child of the Most High God." John 10:10 says, "God wants me to live a full life." Are you capable of doing it? Well, I don't know. Are you? Let's see what Philippians 4:13 says. This is Paul talking. Just the last part of that verse is, it says, "I can do all things through him who gives me strength." And if you want to kind of read that in context, not out of context, read the Philippians 4. This is Paul talking. He's talking about, there's been times that I've had plenty and there's times that I didn't. Had very little to go by, and I've learned to be content because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, if God has given you gifts and talents, it's His will for you to live a full life, a good life. Is He going to enable you to have that life? Is He going to help you? Philippians 4:13 says He is, right? And then again, religion might tell you, well, this is not what life is about, really. This is not about you having a good life and living your life to the fullest. This life is about suffering, and we're supposed to be servants, and we're not supposed to live a good life or desire anything good in this life. It is a broken world. And please don't believe that. That's not what the Bible says. I mean, it's up to you if you want to believe it. I'm just sharing with you my own beliefs and what I've learned from the Bible. That's what I'm sharing with you guys. but again, you might question that and say, well, how do I know the stuff that I want in my heart, is it really God's will for me to have them? So which we're going to address in the next teaching. So until the next teaching, God be with you and God bless you.